issue and follow the Prince of Peace.
Listen to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismeyer. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
The views expressed on this program are those of the hosts and guests and are not necessarily those of IR and its advertisers or affiliates.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you, the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, this evening, our special guest is going to be you out there in the radio audience. And if you have something you'd like to talk about, why, of course, our telephone number, 1-888-888, that is, 24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Or here on the Central Coast of California at 464-8295, and you don't have to talk about what I'm talking about at all. In fact, I just sort of get started talking here in hopes that you'll, want, of course, give us a call. But I think that we are facing, certainly, the most serious economic times in the 45 years I've been watching what's going on, probably during my entire lifetime. I don't think that the situation during the Great Depression was anywhere near as dangerous as it is today, because the Federal Reserve System is acting totally irrationally, as is the European Central Bank. It's almost as if the whole world has gone mad and people can't understand what's happening. Yesterday we were told that the European Central Bank, the ECB, was going to provide all the money that would possibly be used to get the banks lending to people and to lending to one another again. They were going to provide, and the figure varies between $137 billion and $500 billion, but Bloomberg has reported that the European Central Bank is going to provide $500 billion to the banks of Europe so they can begin lending again. Now, you have to understand, you used to talk about $1 million, $1 million there, that's a lot of money, and then it was $1 billion here and $1 billion there, and pretty soon you're talking about real money. And now they're talking about $500 billion. That's a $500 trillion they're talking about. Just making available to the banks so that they can lend to one another and they can lend to people to get the economy going. And certainly, they've already, between the United States and Europe, probably put another $1 trillion out there. And they're flooding the world with money, with the idea that if you just have enough money out there, why you're going to produce prosperity. Well, but you have no sound foundation for the money you're putting out. It is simply paper money that they print, that they create out of nothing, and the more trillions of dollars of money they put out there, the more they dilute the world monetary system and create inflation. And of course, that is the real danger. That this is what's happened in every fiat money system that's been tried in the past, whether it be ancient Greece or ancient Rome, where in 300 AD Diocletian declared wage and price controls to try to control the inflation that was simply destroying the Roman economy at that time, because they'd been putting so much money into circulation. Or this is what happened in Venice with their banking system, and this is what happened in Florence with their banking system, and this is what happened certainly in the Weimar Republic, and this is what's going on in Rhodesia today, where $1 million will hardly buy you a loaf of bread. Understand, ladies and gentlemen, that If you had responsible politicians, if you had responsible people in charge, why, they would not be doing what they were doing. They'd say, we're going to have a difficult time, and then we'll be able to get back to a sound financial system. But that's not the plan. It's quite obvious they're in the process of destroying the monetary system, and with it, everything that you have that's denominated in dollars. Your insurance policies, your pension funds, your CDs, your annuities, your bank accounts, your T-bonds, anything you have that's tied to a dollar, to money, is going to be destroyed. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. And we're talking about really how irresponsible the monetary authorities are. I mean, they should be worried about inflation. Instead of that, they're just trying to keep the economy going and simply doing it by printing money and creating money out of nothing and flooding it out all over the world. Well, it's already beginning to have its effect over in the Arab countries. And it's estimated that the inflation rate in Dubai is about 12%. The inflation rate in Abu Dhabi is about 10%, and as you know, they are of course building phenomenal cities over there and islands, and they brought in literally millions of workers from India and from Pakistan, and of course these are the people who are working on the construction of the buildings. And but the Indians and the Pakistanis have been very happy to have a job, because the economy in their own countries is not that good, so they have actually gone over to the Middle East, Abu Dhabi, and to Dubai, and they're working in the construction crews there. And you're talking about several million workers. Well, of course, they've been paid in regular dollars, but the value of the dollar in that area has fallen about 14% in the last year or so. So that these people, are actually getting lower wages today than they did a year ago. And many of them, of course, are taking the money and sending it back to their families in India and Pakistan. But the money that they're sending back isn't worth anywhere near as much. Why? Because the value of the dollar has fallen. And as a result of that, there are demonstrations that people are going out on strike over there. And, of course, they're stopping other major construction projects in Dubai and Abu Dhabi because, of course, the loss of the value of the American dollar. And, of course, this is creating unrest over there. In fact, Abu Dhabi and Dubai are certainly putting pressure on Saudi Arabia to break their relationship to the American dollar, to try to find some other currency or even create an Arab currency that would be stable, that would not be losing its value. I mean, who would want to certainly be using a currency that's value is progressively falling? And overall, the dollar has fallen dramatically. We'll be right back. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And I was just commenting that in the Middle East, in Abu Dhabi and Dubai, why the impact of the falling American dollar has had an impact on the laborers there, who are getting a fixed salary. They're maybe making $100, $125 a month, and they do a lot of hard work. But that was a wonderful salary. They were very, very grateful for it. But with the value of the dollar falling, this money that they've been making and sending back to their families in India and in Pakistan, because that's where so many of the laborers come from, why, suddenly it doesn't buy anywhere near as much. The prices are going up in their areas, and the money that they're sending is worth less. And as a result, there's a growing unrest in both Dubai and Abu Dhabi and the other countries down there, along the Persian Gulf. And as a result of that, of course, there have been strikes, there have been been actually a lot of stone throwing. They've had to bring in the military. And some people say, well, why don't you just pay them more money? But the Arabs don't want to pay them any more money. They were talking about 1 million, maybe even as many as 2 million laborers. Tremendous unrest in the labor camps over there. And it's all tied to the loss of value of the American dollar, which is bringing marked inflation to those countries. And as a result, the people over there are saying, look, we want to cut our currency from the Americans. We don't want to inflate the we don't want to inherit America's inflation. We don't want to destroy our economy and drive our prices up because America is not looking after the value of their currency. And so I think we're going to begin to see more and more of this throughout the world. Already Iran and Venezuela have cut their ties to the American dollar. And if the Arab countries start cutting their ties to the American dollar, I think we'll see this begin increasing during the next year or two once enough countries cut their tie to the American dollar. And the Russians are talking about this as well. Why, there's going to be a stampede out of dollars at which so many of these countries are holding. Right now, the Chinese have been holding American dollars. They have probably $800 or $900 billion in T-bonds. Their overall of reserves are about 1.3 or 1.4 trillion dollars, and they're holding $800 or $900 billion in treasury bills. If they started to actually unload those in a hurry, they could really cripple our economy literally overnight. Now, it's not to the Chinese advantage to do that. They've lost about 35% of the value of the dollars they've held simply because of the fall of the dollar over the last year or two in relationship to a basket of currencies that have been much better off in other currencies. But they've, having lost 35% of the money that they've accumulated, and believe me, the Chinese are not very happy about that. Why, of course, they, well, we're going to have to see. They've actually threatened the nuclear option, and that is that if America were to put sanctions on Chinese imports or try to stop them from sending their other many of the products that they have that are frankly poisonous or laden with lead. Apparently, a lot of their shrimp is poisoned. A lot of the various products that they send in here would never be allowed to be given to the American people. But the Chinese have threatened the nuclear option, which means if you begin to try to limit our exports to your country, why, we will begin dropping, getting rid of our American dollars, and believe me, that could be a disaster. Well, if you're out there in the listening audience, give us a call. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And remember, this is open lines. Anything you want to talk about or ask a question about or comment on, this is the time to do it. But as we look the world over, while we find that all of the banks, certainly in Europe, and many of the major banks in the United States are in real trouble. Just this last day or two, the Federal Reserve let Credit Suisse, which is one of the two largest banks in Switzerland, $20 billion. Now, why didn't they borrow that from the Swiss bank or from the European Central Bank? Why would the Federal Reserve Board be lending money to Credit Suisse, always traditionally an outstanding and reliable bank? Union Bank of Switzerland, within the last 2 weeks, has had to sell 10% of itself to the government of Singapore, and another 1.3% to 1.5% of the stock of the Union Bank of Switzerland, one of the two largest banks in Switzerland, one of the largest banks in the world. They've had to sell a considerable portion of their own stock to other investors simply to raise the money so that they would not become insolvent. And when last evaluated, they still had some $29 billion in CDOs, that's collateralized debt obligations. The same thing happened to Citigroup. The Citigroup is the largest bank in the United States, the largest financial institution, and it had to sell a considerable amount of its stock, somewhere between 8 and 10% of its stock to I believe it was Abu Dhabi that bought that. And so now Abu Dhabi owns a considerable part of Citigroup. What Americans don't understand is that, you know, in the first quarter of this year, 69 firms in New England were bought, just in New England, were bought by foreign investors. And they have all these dollars. What are they going to do with them? Well, they don't want to dump them, so they're bringing them back into America, repatriating them here and simply buying American corporations, and some of those corporations, they'll operate here, others they'll transfer overseas, lay the people off and transfer them overseas. That's 69 American corporations the first quarter of this year, just in New England alone, the northeastern part of the United States. What is happening is foreign companies and these sovereign investment funds, which are set up by the various governments that own all of these dollars, are simply coming in here and buying up the infrastructure of our country. They're buying up the American factories, American businesses. But of course, the profits that will result from that will not be maintained here in the United States, will be sent overseas. And this is what you find in third world countries. Foreign investors come in, they buy up their natural resources, they buy up their businesses, and the people simply work there, but they never have a chance for advancement, and the money is taken out of the country, and under one guise or another, of course, the tax paying is limited for these foreigners, and unfortunately, this is what we're seeing here in the United States. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. I think that we have to understand that every fiat money system that has ever been created has collapsed. And we're talking about, you know, probably at least 2,600 years of history, and probably even much longer than that. There's nothing new under the sun, and yet, of course, they have imposed this fiat money system on America, assured us that they were going to protect the value of the American dollar. That's why the Federal Reserve System was established back in 1913. Preserve the stability of our dollar, and the dollar then, if you were to, you know, would be worth about 4 cents. In other words, they've devalued the value of the dollar about 96%. During the intervening years. So, I mean, 4 cents today would buy you is all that is left of the value of that dollar if you just take it and put it in the bank someplace. But this is what is done. Fiat money systems enrich the people, the bankers, and enslave the people. They always have. This is why when the Venetian system actually collapsed, you know, and this was somewhere in the 1300s or 1600s, and they tried to track the people down who'd got them into that system and throw them in jail. John Law tried this system in France in the early 1700s, convinced the king that they could print their way, they could just print money and create prosperity, and it really did work. It worked very, very well for a period of a couple of years until the whole thing collapsed. And then, of course, John Law had to flee back to Scotland, where he'd come from, you know, or he would have been thrown in prison and executed. Because when the monetary system collapses, why, the people lose everything they've spent their whole life working to accumulate. And, of course, the wealthy people, the Bill Gates, the George Soros, the Warren Buffetts, the smart people, the Jimmy Rogers, they're all moving their money overseas. But unfortunately, if they're getting them into foreign banks, they may be getting into troubles themselves, because many of the foreign banks are in real trouble as well. They have invested in one or another of these monetary increments, whether it be collateralized debt obligations or structured investment vehicles or asset-backed securities. They have a whole alphabet soup group of these, but they're all in trouble all over the world. The whole world monetary system is quaking. The average American doesn't feel this. Things look just like they always have, but behind what's going on, you'll see the inflation here in America. And the government's simply lying about it. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Would you like to talk about what's going on in the elections? Would you like to talk about what's going on over in Iraq? What would you like to talk about tonight? Because that's what open lines are really all about. It's a chance for you to sound off. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty. Maybe we ought to change our discussion and talk about what's happening in Iraq. And really,
gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that'll protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Hi, this is Dr. Tony Teary. Are you one of the many people who take vitamin supplements? Do you take handfuls of pills each day to increase energy, reduce your pain, or improve your overall health? Now there is a better way to get the vitamins and minerals your body needs in a delicious-tasting whole food liquid supplement, Body Balance. Body Balance contains 121 essential vitamins and minerals and is made from only organic and natural sources. Developed by doctors, Body Balance was originally available only through healthcare professionals. Now this incredible whole food liquid supplement can be delivered directly to your home. Body Balance offers an extremely effective method to feed your body towards wellness, and we're confident you'll love the difference your body feels. To order your Body Balance, call me directly at 1-800-768-9763 and try it risk-free for 45 days. Again, that's 1-800-768-9763 or online at healthyfoundations.net.
I'm doing just fine.
Thanks for taking my call.
All right, fine. What is your question? Would you like to tell our listeners who've never heard of Leo Water what this is all about?
Well, vaguely, since you're the expert, what I did gather from Leo Water came through listening to your show and understanding that Leo Water was the man who was supposedly responsible for crippling the Russian economy and worked under Reagan and supposedly has about approximately $46 trillion going to work right now in some banking institutions that are for the American people. And I'm just a little concerned about, was that a hoax? Is that real? What is that all about?
All right, fine. Well, for our listeners, supposedly Leo Water was an ambassador who was appointed by Ronald Reagan to oversee a large cache of funds that's in a number of banks throughout the world that supposedly somehow belongs to the American people. And the figure I've heard has been $4 trillion. That's $40 trillion. I've even heard that the sum of money with the interest that's been gathered in investments of, would be up to the $40 or $60 trillion amount. I mean, these figures are really beyond our ability to understand them. But basically, of course, Leo Water has been popularized by Christopher Story, who is an investigative reporter from Great Britain. And Christopher Story keeps writing the stories about Leo Water, trying to get his hands on the money so we can turn it over to the American people, and this will solve America's financial problems. Well, basically, I mean, it's a great story. The question is it true? And I don't believe it is true. I will tell you, and I wish I could give you the whole story, but I'm more or less sworn to secrecy. But Sidney is somebody that is affiliated with our programs. The background of this money apparently was the mafia. It had been put aside for a woman, and she is one who will have the claim on this money. And Water has nothing to do with this at all. There is a large sum of money, perhaps $3 or $4 trillion out there. Water is simply trying to get his hands on some of it. The rest of it is tied up by the banks who don't want to turn it over. The CIA is working with people I consider my friends, trying to get their hands on some of it. And
wow.
So that is the real story. And one of these days, I hope I can tell you the whole story, but I really can't tell you more than that, other than the fact that I think Leo Water is a fraud, and I think Christopher Story's been taken in.
Wow. One more question, Dr. Stanley.
Sure.
Thank you so much for that information. John Peel, ex-FBI agent. You familiar with that name, John Peeler?
I'm acquainted with it. I don't know too much about it. I've heard it.
Well, he claimed he did a lot of things for the FBI, and one of the things he claimed that Timothy McVeigh was still alive in South America, and you know, can you shed some light on that, or?
The question is, Timothy McVeigh still alive in South America? I really hadn't heard that story at all, but I will tell you a story that I do know a little something about. And now there was a fellow who wrote a book called Ride a Pale Horse.
Okay.
And I don't know if you know the book, but...
Yes, I do.
He had a radio program in Texas, and he, after Timothy McVeigh was executed, he had a tape of a woman who had been a reporter who had actually been invited to go to witness the execution. And after that, she was on a radio program, and the remark was, and I actually had a copy someplace, I have a copy of the tape, of this woman saying, "I didn't know after you were dead that you kept on breathing." She had been there as a witness. Now, it was very, very shortly after that that a team of police officers went out to this man's house, and he was killed. And they claimed that he killed one of the police officers. That's why they had to gun him down. All I know is that that's what really happened, and I'd actually had this gentleman as a guest on my program, and he questioned whether Timothy McVeigh was dead or not. I don't know. We will never know. All we know is that nobody was allowed to see the body afterwards. Nobody knows what happened to the body. Who knows? I will tell you, one of the things is that both There's a book out there, Secrets Worth Dying For, Sydney, Terry Nichols, and Jennifer McVeigh have all said that Tim was working for a secret special forces unit when, of course, he blew up the Murrah building. The book, Secrets Worth Dying For, we'll talk a little bit more when we get back. Yeah, this is Dr. Stan. We've got Charles on the line. He was asking about Timothy McVeigh. There's a book called OK Bomb by Jim Keith, who died under very mysterious circumstances shortly before his publisher died under very mysterious circumstances shortly before Jim Keith's ex-wife died under very mysterious circumstances. But wow. Jim Keith's book, OK Bomb, tells about the letter that Jennifer McVeigh had written, which she said that Timothy had written to her and said that he was part of a special forces unit that was actually carrying out illegal activities. Now, Timothy McVeigh told one of his cellmates in the prison there in Colorado the same story, and this fellow wrote a book. It's called Secrets Worth Dying For. And then, of course, Terry Nichols told exactly the same story as well, inferring that that Timothy McVeigh was employed by some sort of a secret government unit that wanted the Murrah building blown up. This is all that I really know. That and the story, of what happened to the talk show host, and his name escapes me for the moment. But he wrote Ride a Pale Horse, and of course he was killed by a local police unit shortly after Timothy McVeigh was killed. That's all I can tell you. We live in a fallen world. There is corruption here. We have no way of checking out the circumstances of the death of this man, other than he is one of the few talk show hosts I know have been gunned down by the police.
Wow. Oh, thank you so much, Dr. Stan, for that enlightenment. I appreciate it.
Okay, God bless you. Thanks for calling, Charles.
God bless you, too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And we've got Ray calling from Santa Cruz. Again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If you have a question or comment, give us a call. Right now, Ray, how are you doing, Ray?
Oh, pretty good. I wanted to talk about Bernie Ward, and I wonder if you heard that Bernie Ward was being charged with several counts of child pornography on the Internet, and I think it's absolutely outrageous, and I think the administration is really trying to single him out because he's so adamantly opposed to what they're doing. I think that they have ways of doing it. I think they have their little ways of going after people that they don't like, that say things that they don't like. And I think that's what they're doing to Bernie Ward.
Well, I think that for our listeners, that Bernie Ward is a talk show host. Is he still on KGO or what?
Yeah,
is he?
Well, I don't know if he's been taken off or not. Well,
hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment, but hold that thought. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty. And, of course, this is Open Line, so if you'd like to give us a call, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. And, of course, we have Ray calling us from Santa Cruz, who's talking about Bernie Ward. And Bernie Ward was a talk show host up in San Francisco, and apparently, according to Ray, he has been charged with child pornography on the Internet. So, can you give us any more information on that, Ray? I really hadn't heard about it.
Well, I heard about it on the radio, and there were several lawyers that were being interviewed, and they said it really stunk. What they're doing really stinks, and that was really bad, and I think it's awful, and it's really happening. Actually, there's going to be a court date. I don't know when, but my thought is that Bernie Ward used to be a priest. I guess he's a former priest. Maybe they're trying to connect the priest with they're trying to connect this child pornography thing with the priest all the time. They keep doing that, and I find it's
you know, I think there's actually a plot.
Well,
first
of all,
Catholicism.
Well, of course, I really don't. I would not agree with that, Ray, because if you ever listen to Bernie Ward. Bernie Ward hates Christianity. I mean, I've listened to him, and he's always attacking it. He's always attacking the Catholic Church. So this is not a plot against the Catholic Church. Well, Bernie Ward has done more than any other person I know to discredit Catholicism.
Yeah.
But it could very well be that they're out to get him. We don't know. We're going to have to wait to see how the information lines up. And even then, Chris, can we trust the media to tell us the truth about whether the charges are correct or not? It could very well be that the information was planted in his computer, or it could be that he's guilty. I really don't know.
Well, anyway, but have you heard also about the 1955, the Violent Radicalization and Homegrown Terrorist Prevention Act? They passed this bill, I think, to the House.
Now, when was this?
Recently.
All right, recently.
Within the last couple of weeks.
All right.
And it's terrifying. It really is terrifying, because what they're saying is that anybody can be a terrorist if they have a radical or dissenting viewpoint towards this administration.
I think what they're going to do is, of course, set up some sort of a congressional committee to investigate this and hold hearings. And yes, certainly they can charge anybody with being a terrorist, but I will tell you that the most subversive people we have in this country are those associated with the Council on Foreign Relations and those people who are in both the House of Representatives and the Senate and in the White House itself, who are globalists who want to destroy the sovereignty of our nation. They, of course, are subversives, and, of course, by definition of the Patriot Act, wanting to change our country, they become terrorists.
They are the terrorists. I've been convinced of that for a long time. But the thing is that it's the old thing about the big lie. Bush has told so many big lies, and Bush Cheney. I kind of lump them both together. But they've told so many big lies that people actually believe it, that they're telling the truth.
Well, that's the old adage, you know, of Adolf Hitler. Tell a big lie often enough and people will believe it.
Tell it often enough and people will believe it.
It doesn't matter how ridiculous something is. If you say it often enough and everybody says it, everybody will accept it. It's like global warming, you know. You ever needed proof that the media is controlled, just see what the media is doing with global warming.
I think if I use as much gas as Al Gore does in his lawnmower on his big estate that he has, I'd be using a hell of a lot of gas.
Amen to that. Well, anyway, is there anything else you'd like to say before we
go? No, that was about it.
Okay, fine. Well, our telephone number again is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And we've got George calling from Chandler, Arizona. Hi, George. How are you?
Hi, Dr. Stamp. Just was wondering what your thoughts are on this this recent push for these vaccinations, like going on in Maryland and
in New Jersey. Are they compulsory vaccinations in New Jersey? I think it's criminal.
I
think that people ought to pull their kids out of government schools. A lot of them can't, but I would not allow my child to be vaccinated. I mean, when you get into this, first of all, the influenza vaccine still has the mercury in it. Why would you give something toxic to our children, you know, knowing full well that there is a serious question about its relationship to autism? And we know, for instance, that we actually have the Simpson Bell report, a secret report put out by the CDC about a meeting that was held in the, I believe, in the early 2000s, where a number of experts got together from the CDC and from the vaccine companies, and there was no question at all there was a causal relationship between the vaccine, the mercury in the vaccines, and the onset of autism. There was just no way they could get around it, and they've had to keep that secret. They can't tell the American people that 1 in 60 American boys has autism because of the vaccine programs. After all, we'd lose confidence in the government, and that would be terrible. But the idea that we're going to force children to have the vaccines, well, The aluminum in the vaccines is very, very dangerous. We did a wonderful program recently with Dr. Ayub about that, and certainly there's a very definite relationship between aluminum and Alzheimer's disease and other diseases. In fact, Alzheimer's patients will have up to 12 times as much aluminum in their brains, as their counterparts who do not have Alzheimer's disease. And then some people are much more susceptible to Alzheimer's disease. Alzheimer's is probably a relationship of both mercury and aluminum, but certainly if you look at the statistics on vaccines, they really have not had a serious impact upon the childhood diseases. The childhood diseases had fallen dramatically before the vaccines, childhood vaccines, were introduced. Certainly they did have a profound impact on the polio vaccine. The polio vaccine was a wonderful vaccine if you like cancer. The polio vaccine contained a simian virus 40, a cancer-producing virus, and they contaminated the entire American people with that, and they've lied to them ever since then. You go back to the early 1900s, 1 in 33 Americans got cancer. Today it's 1 in 2 Americans. And the simian virus 40, which produces cancer, plays a very important part in that, as do many of the other things that they are concealing. If we have a war on cancer, are we really trying to defeat cancer, or are we trying to use this for population control? And I would like to suggest that. I believe vaccines do not help our children. I think they contribute to the high rates of asthma in our children, the high rates of diabetes type 1 in our children, the high rate of autoimmune disease in our children, and the high rate of ADD and ADHD and autism in our children. And certainly you can prove this without much in the way of difficulty, but of course tremendous amounts of money are involved. The people who make these vaccines, are making billions of dollars on that. The people within the Federal Drug Administration have a revolving door to the vaccine manufacturers, and they work for the FDA, and then they do a good job for the vaccine companies. They get a nice job with the vaccine manufacturers, and then a golden parachute. Corruption is really almost a way of life in government today, and the reality is, of course, that vaccines are not safe, and they are not effective. You can go through, of course, the flu influenza vaccine, and you cannot prove that they're going to prevent any cases of influenza. I've never had an influenza shot. I never will have one, but I know so many people have taken them and then come right down with influenza.
It's funny that you mentioned that, Dr. Stan, because I've got some coworkers at my work, and they give me the strangest look when I say I would not take the flu vaccine because of the aluminum, the mercury. I mentioned Dr. Fudenberg and relation to Alzheimer's, and they just give you this blank stare like you're from outer space. And that vaccine, there should be nothing wrong with the vaccines, because after all, in our insurance letters that we get, newsletters that we get every month, they keep promoting the vaccine, so whatever is in the newsletter must be good. And they give me the strangest looks when I inform them about vaccines.
But all you can do is tell them. You can't make them believe, but
yeah.
Something is going to come along somewhere. They may hear it from somebody else. They may read an article. There's an article, by very responsible people in the medical literature about the dangers of mercury. And certainly if you've got our 4 tape sets on mercury, you have 2 of them where we actually interview experts in this field, and they will tell you that there's a very definite relationship between mercury and Alzheimer's disease.
And so
don't be discouraged if people give you those funny looks.
One of these days
they're going to be coming to you and asking you for your information.
Yeah.
All you can do is tell them. Your job is to tell them. It's up to the Lord whether they listen or not.
Exactly right. And I just like to tell you about NewsTarget.com just reported that today that the HPV is not associated with cervical cancer, and Merck knew it and still went ahead with producing the vaccine.
Well, I don't know about that.
For anybody that wants to research it themselves, it's on newstarget.com, and they have a whole article on that. So, anybody wants.
And they claim that there's no relationship between between human
papillomavirus
and cervical cancer.
Yeah, it's entitled "The HPV Vaccine Hoax Exposed," and they have this whole article on it with links, and it's really fascinating if anybody wants to take a look at it. I got it from, it was linked on the World Natural Health Organization website, and they have it on as a link to go to that article.
All right, fine. Well, I would have to withhold judgment, not having seen the article, but I will tell you there's a lot of things we're being told that just aren't true.
Yeah.
And of course, if I had full time, I could just research all of these things. I'd love to do that, but you know, I just have to rely upon the people I know, the people I trust, like Dr. Lorraine Day and certainly Dr. Russell Blaylock and Bill Sardi and a few others who have done a lot of research on so many of these issues, and we know that the cholesterol story is just a plain scam. In fact, they're running these full-page ads now, and they say, you know, if you take these statin drugs, take our drug Lipitor, why, it's going to decrease your incidence of heart attack 35%. And then a little print down below, they say, and out of 100 people, 3% of them who get sugar pills will get a heart attack, and only 2% of people who take our product will get a heart attack. So going from 3% to 2% is 35%. That's in great big print, and then the real explanation of what they're talking about is in small print. So most people are not going to read the small print. They're going to think that Lipitor is really great, and yet the statin drugs can be tied to cancer. They can be tied to congestive heart failure. They can be tied to severe muscle disease and rhabdomyolysis and death. But I will tell you that the statin drugs are great for the producer. They've made billions of dollars on it. Hey, well, look, we're out of time. God bless you. Thanks so much for calling.
God bless you too, Dr. Stan.
Bye-bye. And let's go to Tom is calling us from Mattawa, Washington. Hi, Tom. How are you doing?
Hey, Brother Stan. I just wanted to touch base. I know I've been awake since 1995 and all the issues you touch on. And I find it disturbing that, most of the people that are representing truth, that they're neglecting the most important angle out there, and that's the fact that the only way out of the dilemmas we face in this country is trusting the Lord Jesus Christ and cleaning up our own lives and turning off the filthy TV box in Hollywood and throwing away all that type of stuff in our lives that's causing the problems.
Well, I certainly think that we should do everything we can to try to change America, starting with ourselves, but the trouble is that if we don't do anything about the people who are running our government, they're going to destroy this nation. So basically, we certainly should do everything as you suggest, but we should also be involved in the political process, because if we're not, then the evil people win by default. And there really are evil people, there really are secret societies, there really are people who are working with it in both the East and the West, and I'm talking about both the communist nations and within the Muslim nations and with our own nation, to bring about this world government. And they're working secretly behind the scenes, creating wars and conflicts. And when you see all these things going on in the world and they don't make sense, there has to be another explanation. And I just tell people, if you don't believe that there really are other organizations, go to LucisTrust.org. That's LucisTrust.org. A very powerful organization with headquarters in New York, in London, and Geneva, financed by the wealthiest people in the world. And they're working with the Elder Brothers, the Ancients of Wisdom, the spiritual hierarchy, who are all demonic organizations and manifestation of the dark side of the world. So I agree with you. We, first of all, should do everything we can to make sure that we are deserving of God's help. But, you know, we're not going to save the world that way. We may not be able to save America. America may be doomed to destruction, but at least I think we have to do the best we can.
Well, I agree heartedly, but coming from, myself, I've been trying to wake up people since 1995 and geopolitical events, and I just know people, they don't want to be woken up, and I find that more gets done on the individual level if you just tell them how to get washed in the blood and born again before you start telling them about, you know, Theosophical Society and the filth that comes out of there.
All right, fine. Well, I applaud your willingness to work with people and to try to bring them into a personal relationship with the Lord. I think that's very important, Tom.
Yes, sir. Well, we appreciate your ministry, Brother Brown Teeth. You have a good one.
God bless and thank you. Have a wonderful and Merry Christmas. Bye-bye. All right, fine. Again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If you'd have a question or comment, we have a few more minutes before the...